catch 22. Need to start talking about how to get what we need in order to start talking about it. In upcoming shows, our upcoming shows are going to be captured on the page, Embracing Global Goals, Scope, and Action, Becoming Global Actors, Claiming the All. And I added that claiming the all because right after the World Climate Summit, and I heard folks use this language like, you know, this is a global movement. And I'm thinking, you know, this isn't what I mean by global movement. So I got to figure out a way to be clearer about what I mean, to distinguish it from their use of language like that. Because it is inevitable that power is going to use, they turn everything to serve their goal, their objective of locking us in place, and so that they can corral and harness what they consider to be the brain power of the planet. Right. We've talked a lot about that, that you can't suppress, repress, destroy the ability for the vast, vast majority to think and then talk about you've identified the best of the best of the best to design the world for all the rest. And I mean, that's nonsense. Popper devoted enormous amount of work to show us what that creates is mediocrity. Period. You cannot by force stimulate the creative, the intangible creative genius of us. And I hate that word genius. That's what it was taking a while to try to come up with an alternative, but you know what I'm trying to say. So on this page, we're going to be thinking through more specifically what it means to set our activism to a global beat. And by way of preamble to that discussion, consider this from Popper. Karl Popper, The Open Society and Its Enemies. Is this from Volume 1? No, actually, this is from Volume 2. I apologize. Volume 2. Hegel. Oh, I don't have that one on the tip of my tongue, but it's Volume 2 on Hegel and Marx. Quote, and we're catching him midstream examining Hegel's philosophy. And Hegel was the philosopher that I look at, and I think Karl Popper as well, as Power's modern version of, or update, along with Bentham, of Plato. I think the two of them together, Hegel and Bentham. Bentham was honest, though. That's why I give thanks for him. He spoke straight. That's why he's suppressed and Hegel isn't. Okay, quote from Karl Popper. So much for Hegel's dialectic triad, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, one of the two pillars on which his philosophy rests. The significance of the theory will be seen when I proceed to its application. The other of the two pillars of Hegelianism is his so-called philosophy of identity. It is, in its turn, an application of dialectics. I don't intend to waste the reader's time by attempting to make sense of it, especially since I've tried to do so elsewhere. For in the main, the philosophy of identity is nothing but shameless equivocation. And to use Hegel's own words, it consists of nothing but fancies, even imbecile fancies. It's a maze in which are caught the shadows and echoes of past philosophies, of Heraclitus, Plato, and Aristotle, as well as of Rousseau and Kant, and in which they now celebrate a kind of witch's Sabbath, madly trying to confuse and beguile the naive onlooker. The leading idea, and at the same time the link between Hegel's dialectics and his philosophy of identity, is Heraclitus's doctrine of the unity of opposites. I'm laughing because it's always been power's wet dream. The thought that we will just dissolve into our role, into our assigned tasks, and be one with them as they lead us into perfection. I mean, it's what they wanted from day one. Unity of opposites, us dissolved into them. The quote, the path that leads up and the path that leads down are identical, said Heraclitus. And Hegel repeats this when he says, the way west and the way east are the same. This Heraclitian doctrine of the identity of opposites is applied to a host of reminiscences from the old philosophies, which are thereby reduced to components of Hegel's own system. I pause because I just realized, he refers to Hegel as the great dictator, and I didn't quite, you know, it was hard for me to see Hegel quite like that. But now in reading this again, it really helps to read things over and over and over that are worth reading over and over, that are full of thought. You know what I mean? Like a line from Emily Dickinson, you know, one line and you have a whole world to unpack. Those are the folks we need to get free. Those who devoted a lot of thought to how we get free. you know? So I see what he means, I think, by calling him the dictator, because he took all this thought that from the ancestors that he needed or wanted to claim as his own. Bentham did the same thing. They all do, these guys. It seems to be an occupational hazard, you know, they got sticky fingers, you know? They have to claim it for themselves. They have to put their stamp on everything. It's real hard for these folks to give credit. What is that? I mean, really? Anyway, I told myself I'd stay focused because I got a lot to cover and I'm already not.